Kate has called in from North London, not her real name or position. Kate, tell me your story.
I was prompted to phone in because of the lady who said that we're Christians and we should forgive. And I wanted to ask if my situation, I can forgive anybody like that. I traveled all the way from Africa from a very disturbed area. My family was killed, and I came to the country pregnant, but through one of the incidents that happened down there. Anyway, I got into the country and was in a very poorly way. I was helped by social services, I cannot deny that, and gave birth to my son. And then while in hospital, who do I meet? One of my ex people who, you know, raped me. He was working in the hospital in which I'd given birth in. I ran out of the hospital, ran onto the street, and everyone thought I was mad. Didn't want to go. Of course, he did to me. Didn't want to go near anyone. And I've lived through hell ever since that day because I'm always on the run. I'm always thinking he's behind me. I keep on seeing people who look like him, and I have to keep on running and running. I don't know. It's just when people say you have to forgive, what can you forgive when your whole family has been murdered? You have been raped. Everything has happened to you. And then you meet these people on the street, and this is the place where I was told that I would be safe and things would be, you know, different for me. I don't see any safety. I'm so scared that, you know, things will get worse and this man will come following me again. I don't know. That's how I feel anyway. I'm sorry to have phoned in, but I felt
Kate, sweetheart, we owe you an apology, don't we? You are exactly why we support asylum. A young woman who saw the death of an entire family, who was raped, who came to the country for safety, and now you don't feel safe because of our stupid so-called human rights laws. I wish I could take your pain away.
I know. I mean, I'm so sorry I phoned in, but I thought when people say we should forgive. I can't. I mean, I don't know, but I used to be a Christian, but I just can't anymore. I don't know if anybody can understand.
I can understand. I wouldn't be capable of forgiveness if I were in your shoes.
I have to be carrying a baby, and every time, and I don't know. I just don't know. And
do you mind my asking, Kate? Was your son the result of a rape?
Yes.
Oh, sweetheart.
And people say, oh, it takes time to heal. It's not healing for me. I'm just scared that I'm going to bump into him on the street or something. Oh, he's got my address, because in hospital you fill in forms and forms and forms, and you give so many people your address all the time. You're giving people address, name, address, name, address. And I'm worried somebody's just going to get hold of it and follow me or something. I don't know, but that's how I feel. I'm so sorry I phoned.
No, I'm glad you did phone in, Kate. Is there any, I'm just thinking if there's any associations that can support you and help you perhaps to move, perhaps to have a different identity. Because if we've exposed you to this man, to one of your rapists, potentially one of the murderers of your family, then we need to protect you from him.
I know, but every time, who's going to believe you? I mean, the smile on his face when he saw me, I don't think I'll ever live through that. I've lived through lots of things, but the smile on that face, I just have to keep on running. Sorry, I've found that happened.
No, Kate, please don't say sorry. I'm so pleased that you phoned. If only we can get you some extra help. I mean, he smiled at you.
He did smile, and for me, that was like acknowledging that, you know, he knows where I am. I don't know, something like that. But listen, this is a radio program. I'm so sorry. I'm
no, darling, listen. What I want you to do, when you and I say goodbye, you're not to put the phone down, okay? One of my team has got a phone number for you, and we're going to take your details, and we're going to see if we can get you any help, okay? So don't put the phone down to me when I say goodbye. Stay on the phone, and it will be lovely Gabriella or Lewis that talk to you, and we'll see if we can get you some support. Are you alone in the country, apart from your son?
I've got like a ring of friends, but nobody right. knows about my past. I can't reveal anything to anybody because in this country, everybody, I don't know, everywhere you go, you ask these questions and everybody wants to know this, wants to know that. You have to be very careful. I don't know. I just find it that way. I'm so sorry.
No, sweetheart. I think you're amazing. And I won't hold you any longer, but please don't put down the phone, will you? Don't put down the phone. Let one of my team talk to you.
Okay.
And if we can do anything, you take care, and you take care of your boy. I know it's not his fault, but it must be hell for you every single day.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. You take care. I'm putting the phone down on Kate there because she's getting more and more distressed. But we will make sure that she gets some help.